What matters really? When you feel like things are falling apart around you, it might be an indication that there are things you need to drop. The question is, what things are vital to your life and what are not? We've already seen that concentrating on one element at a time is the key to successful change. So the question then becomes, which of the many possibilities is the right place to start? That has as many answers as people asking. It's all different, depending on the person and their history and personality traits. But the item to change or enhance or alter is usually only half the equation. It might be that your goal is to cut back on the number of hours at work to spend more time with family. As noble a goal as that might be, you also need to consider that there will be a loss of income, perhaps a risk of losing the job entirely. Approach decisions involving work or finance cautiously. Could you sustain the household if you left your current situation and retrained for something higher paying? Could you survive on half your present salary? The trick is to figure out what you're doing every day. Rate the importance of each item, and then decide to choose that place to make your change. Here are a few items to consider that might help you clarify these things in your mind. What do you value most about your current life? If you're going to change something about who you are right now, it's best if you find out what's best about who you are right now. For this exercise, pick a handful of things that you can't do without, and you wouldn't want to lose. That forms your baseline. These are the basic foundations of your life. List your commitments and prioritize them. List out your obligations and the order of what they mean to you. Compare them to the items in the first step. Which of those is hand in hand with your most important values? Keep the ones that are in agreement with your core values. Renegotiate them if you need to, but don't take on any new commitments yet. Focus on the responsibilities that are essential to your life now. Analyze how you use your time. Which items that take up your day go to the core commitments and are therefore essential items of your life? How much time do you spend with family? How much time online? Most smartphones have a way to track usage. Discover how much time you spend on your phone. Are you playing games or surfing the internet? How much time is spent watching TV? Reading? If you're always surfing the news online, you've probably noticed that the news is often repetitive. Try searching a reputable source once or twice each day, and no more. If you were able to reclaim these hours, what could you do to help satisfy your obligations to your core values? Declutter. Don't just look at the clutter on the desk or in the room. Declutter the emotional and psychological confusion. Just like the old papers on the desk that once were important and now have little meaning, the habits and old values we once had served a purpose, but no longer have any bearing. Let go of the old fears and trepidations that are keeping you from proceeding. Having a fear of loud noises is a universal terror among small children. But when we understand what thunder and lightning are, we can let go of that fear and let the storm pass by. What things do you need to let go of in your life? How can you go about doing that? Don't be afraid to ask for help when it comes to dealing with the emotional baggage. Some things might benefit from the assistance of a friend or even a professional. We are a social species. The need to spend time with others is in our makeup. We take our cues from those around us. When we lived in caves and were the hunted as often as the hunters, we learned a few things. If others were frightened, there was probably a good reason, and we were frightened too, though we might not know why. Conversely, if the others were content and happy, we could relax and share in the happiness. These feelings have remained with us over the millennia and continue today. Our emotions are, for lack of a better word, contagious. If people around you radiate negativity, it won't be long before you are feeling negative. If the people around you are upbeat and positive, you'll become that too. With that in mind, spend time with people that are good for you. Also, don't forget to spend time with your family. While it's true that sometimes family can be toxic, limit that exposure and that time. It's okay to want to be the one that holds them up, but don't let yourself be dragged down. Remember the me time. It's important to be alone from time to time. Being alone is when we can relax and let our guard down. It's a time when we simply can be without thinking, talking, or interacting. As important as it is to be around positive people, a little downtime now and then is vital to keep things in perspective and to manage your mental and psychological well-being. Need a pro tip? Part of me time needs to be green time. Many studies indicate that regular walks through nature, seeing the green of plants, blue skies, and clear water, will do wonders for attitude and energy. Set the right goals for the right reasons. These are your goals, no one else's. Don't set the goal that'll make your father, mother, wife, or husband happy. They won't be the ones you have to live with your new life. You will. Those goals are for them to set, not for you. Make sure the goals that you do set are the ones you want. You may wish for a new car and scrimp and save for it, only to find out that the gas and insurance and maintenance are too expensive and not worth the investment. Remember that things often bring temporary happiness and fade quickly. Earlier, we covered the goal, not the journey. Now that you have some ideas in mind, try reversing that thought. Instead of making the goal a thing, like a car or money or promotion, what if your goal is to have a different daily journey? For example, how do you want to fill your time? By now, you're tracking your time and getting an idea of where you're spending it, but how would you prefer to spend your time? More time with the family? More time at work? What sort of day would make you want to leap out of your bed excited to take part in it? What kind of life would you need to be happy in it? What do you want to learn? A new language? A new skill? Who would you ultimately like to spend time with and be around? Would you like to collaborate with anyone? Partner with anyone? Don't write it in stone. Throughout this ebook, the same thing is being said over and over again. Make these lists again in 6 months and again in a year. Goals change. They shift. Always be ready to change a goal when the old one no longer applies. Just like the clutter you got rid of, goals are meaningful today, but they might not be next week. Allow yourself to change the goals as you need to. If the current journey isn't working for you, change it. Go through this process again from the start as many times as necessary. Lastly, the entire point of setting a goal is to change your life. Sometimes the change we seek turns out not to be a change for the better. If that happens, then alter the direction and start over again.